So on page Mem, Reis Mem Gimel. Since we were holding back by Chof, by Yutes Chof and so on, Binachman was telling us to be careful never ever to touch that dark world of Asvus, of sadness, and Marish Chara, depression. On the other hand, the Mida of Shvira Salev, of a broken heart, is one of the greatest and most precious things in Hashem's eyes. Even then a person has to be careful with that, that could lead potentially to Atzvus, unless a person is very careful. So we're learning a little bit more, some of the Aisiyas, some of the other Sikhas, in the Sikhas Iran, even though the whole Lukut Amaran, in many places in Sikhas Iran, and in the Kutei Halachas, half of the Sefer Kutei Halachas on this topic of Simcha and the danger of Atzvus and the Inyan of Shvira Salev, but at least to connect some of the Isis. So on page Mem, Ois Mem Gimel, Adei Mar Shchoir of Atzvus, Enim Yoidim Ishmai. And Achman says a very, very strong thing, that as a result of depression and sadness, Einim Yoidim Mishmai. A person forgets his name. Forgetting one's name means forgetting who one really is. And we know that that's what happens when a person is in a place of Moshe Chayiv Atzus. That he forgets who he really is. He forgets who he is, what he could do. He tends to have a completely distorted picture of himself. The depressed person has a very, very distorted picture of who he is, of what he's done in his life, of what he's capable of doing in his life. The depressed person also has a complete misunderstanding of other people. He sees the world as his enemy, and other people as his enemies. People are trying to destroy him, to hurt him. So the forgetting of one's name, I don't think it's important or necessary now to talk about that. That's something that's been very much a part of what we've learned over the years, that the name of a person is the person. And in a person's name, there's contained the essence of who he is. And the inyan that we find in the Svarma Kedoshim, the fear of a person forgetting his name after leaving this world. If one doesn't remember his name in this world, he forgets his name after this world. And remembering one's name is remembering who one is. So Rabbi Nachman says that Aidei Mara Shchayra Va'atzvus Eni Yodim Ishmai. That through Mara Shchayra, through depression, Atzvus, sadness, Eni Yodim Ishmai. V'amar B'darach Tzachus Shehameis Kishashayl Naisai Shiyam Ashmai Shecheach Ishmai. That when the person is dead, when a person dies, he's asked his name, as it's brought down from Chazal in a number of places, and the Musa Svarim bring down from the reasons why there's a minute to say Psukim, to say a Pasuk, or Psukim with your name, with your names, the Rosh Tevas, the Pasuk with your names, Shalach Kadosh and other Tzadikim, at the end in Elkayin Netzor, that there's a minute that's very widespread to say a Pasuk, that the Pasuk will help a person remember his name. But sadness and depression causes one to forget one's name. And Rabbi Nachman said, he said this, B'derech Tzachus. B'derech Tzachus means with a little, not that it wasn't serious, but he said that in sort of a, whatever it meant by Rabbi Nachman to say something in a joking way. Tzachus doesn't mean exactly a joking way, but he said that a person, hameis, uba'atzus, amar shcharot, there's really nothing as depressing as dying. So since the mace is in such a place of marishchayr and atzvas, so any there mishmai. That's why there's this inyan of forgetting one's name. Of course, it's a much deeper thing, and Rabbi Nachman is only saying that to make the point that atzvas and marishchayr causes the forgetting of one's name. The ikkar is not when a person dies. The ikkar is when a person, while he's alive, is dead. Because a person who's depressed is tasting from the citra de maisa, the side of death. Depression and sadness is like death. And when a person is in that state, he doesn't remember his name. He doesn't remember his name. He doesn't know who he is. So the person who dies is ba'atzus and ashchayr, but doesn't only mean when you actually die at 120. It means during one's life. Akein en yadei mishmai. Therefore, he doesn't remember his name. We know that Misa means always a yurida. Misa means going from a higher level to a lower level. That's called death. Going from a higher level to a lower level is a way of dying. And there is always that danger when a person, for whatever reason, that a person stumbles in life and something happens, and he's falling from a higher level to a lower level, which is a bechina of death, that the person becomes very, very depressed, becomes very depressed, and falls into a marishchayr. And that's what Rabbi Nachman is telling us. As a result of that misa, that death, he forgets his name. He doesn't remember his name. The whole inyan that we're coming into now is Eilu Shmoyis B'nei Yisrael HaBayim Mitzrayim. Is the ik is to remember one's name. The whole geula is that we were able to remember our names, and we stayed with our names, even though much else was forgotten. But that we were able to remember, a Reuven is a Reuven, a Shimon is a Shimon, to remember the name. And the whole tikkun of the geula from Mitzrayim was to remember, as the Baal Shem HaKadosh said, that geulus is forgetting, and geula is remembering. It's always like that. Geulus means to forget, and geula means to remember. And as Rav Kook writes, and we've spoken many times, that the worst thing to forget is shikchas ha'ani. Va'ani, b'soich ha'gaila, like the Navi Chesko was saying, is that when the person forgets who he is. And we know that the whole inyan of Paro and Avodas Perach was to bring Klal Yisrael to a place of Atzus and Marishchayr. That's the meaning of Vayimoru v'Shayayim. They made their lives bitter. The bitterness itself of slavery doesn't have to take away the name of a person. But all Paro wanted is that we should forget. We should forget. And that's the inyan of Havanas Chachma Loi. The whole Chachma of Paro and the whole Chachma of our enemies and the list in the Holocaust with the Rishonim Yimach Shemam, all they wanted is that we should forget our names, that we should forget and come into a place of terrible, terrible depression and to give up Atzus and Marshchayra. And the tzaddikim that were there were trying to be mechazik, to be ma'iras. But that's the thing of Eilu Shmoyis B'nei Yisrael HaBayim Mitzrayim. And that's why the Torah repeats the names at the beginning of Sefer Shmoyis, when the Rashi says, and Chazal say, all the names were given already, the names were given at the end of Bereishis. The names were given in Vayigash of going down to Mitzrayim. All the names. Because only by holding on to the names are we able to come out. And holding on to one's name is holding on to the essence of oneself. And as long as a person does not become depressed or sad, he's able to come out of Mitzrayim. When a person is depressed, so he gets stuck in Mitzrayim. He can't leave Mitzrayim. He doesn't have the koiches. He doesn't have, like the Tanya says, that a person can't, in a wrestling match, if a person doesn't have any motivation or doesn't think that he could possibly win in the wrestling match, so he doesn't have the koyach to fight. But if a person is besimcha, if a person has that motivation and that drive and that simcha, then even if he's maybe physically weaker than his opponent, he's able to win. Because the marashchayr and the asus takes away all the koyachas that a person has, that he can't get out of his matziv. That's what it means. Shahmesu ba'atzus marashchayr ma'ayd al kain any aday mishmai. Baklal. Shitzarach lezar ma'ayd ma'ayd liyash besimcha tamid. Klal. That a person needs to be very, very careful to always be besimcha. Va'afilu imhu kamay shuhu. So the person, of course, wonders, what is it exactly that I have to be so happy about with who I am? What is it that I have to be happy about? So Nachum says, "Afilu hu kamay shuhu." Being happy shouldn't be mistaken with being satisfied with the person that you are. That doesn't mean that you're not going to grow. It's a very big mistake that people make, that they somehow mix up happiness and gaiva and conceit. It's not true. The fact that a person's happy, even afilum hu kamayshahu, doesn't mean that he has no incentive to become better. It's not true. The person who's besimcha has a tremendous incentive to grow. And we're not talking about someone who's dishonest. But he has to be mesameach himself afilum hu kamayshahu. Dahainu, shu chas v'sholom rochik ma'od me'Hashem Yisbarach, even though he knows that he's rochik ma'od, that he's very far me'Hashem Yisbarach. He still has to be mesameach himself that he's a Jew. And because of that, he has infinite potential to grow. I was mentioning to somebody that's going through a hard time, we were talking a little bit the other day, and that we see that even the greatest Amoraim, even the greatest Chachamim and Tzaddikim who saw themselves and understood that they were the Gedolei Hador, yet they felt that if you want the most powerful tefillahs in the world, you can get from Tinoika Shel Beis Rabban. Who are the Tinoika Shel Beis Rabban? The little children in Cheder. The little children. The tefillahs of the Tinoika Shel Beis Rabban, so the Gemara brings for them. Abayi and Rava. What's so great about the tefillahs and the Torah learning of little children? So the Gemara says, because it's a hevel she'ein bo chet. The breath of the children is without sin. The little children, they didn't sin. So the hevel piyam, the breath of their mouths, is without chet. It's without sin. So if you think about that, it's really not so easy to understand what that means. What's the maila of a little child that the hevel peh of a child is without chet? I mean, is that any great accomplishment on the part of a child? What did the child do? How could it be that the Amoraim saw themselves, their learning and their tefillah in a certain way, as not having the same power as the hevel peh of children, because their breath of learning and of davening doesn't have any sin mixed in it? Doesn't have any sin. So what's the chachma that doesn't have any sin? A child doesn't have any taiva to sin, right? So what is it that's greater about the child's breath, about the child's voice in learning and in davening, that could save the Jewish people from all kinds of gzeiros, like at Purim time, right? Mordechai and Shushan Abir to get the children together, and then we still do that. We have, God forbid, to get the children together. What is it? So what's the madrega? What's the madrega of children? The children are holy. I'm asking really, and I don't want this, you know, to be confused. We all know that they're very cute, and we love them. But children are holy. Would you say that about Lamosel? God forbid, someone who's mentally ill. Who's emotionally ill. So what would you say about his tefillahs and about his Torah? Do you think that it would also be defined as being as great and as powerful and as effective as the tefillahs of children? I mean, let me ask you what you think. I'm not talking here about pro or con or about what they say in brochures. I'm asking just between us, Bams, a person who is mentally ill, Hashem Yirachem. Would you say that person is a holy person? All Jews are holy. But holy to the point that you would want to enlist, to gather, make a gathering, to let them all out from their homes and their places, and to make a big asifa, Nabuch, of all these sick people, and to make a big asifa, and get them all into Nassau Coliseum, and they shul daven. A trip for the day. God forbid, there's a war, something going on in Eretz Yisrael, Chalila, or some other tzara that's affecting the Jewish people. So we know that they'll get all the children together, all the girls in the Beis Yaakovs, and they'll get all the boys in the Chedorim, and they'll get a big kinus. What about getting together all the people, Nebuch, children and the adults, whatever they are, that are al mishigum tzazan. Bring all the mishigunas together. Well, say, talking straight, not for any lack of compassion. So would you say, I'm interested in what you think, would you say that would also qualify for these powerful, earth-shattering, heaven-piercing tefillahs like we see that the Gemara says about Tinoikos or Beis Rabin? Because why? Because these people never sinned, no? The people who are not well, they never sinned. They never sinned. They never did. A child might do something wrong, but it's not a sin. The child doesn't know. So also these people, that are not well, they never sinned. So would there be such an inyan to gather together all the mishagoyim, all the shaitim, and all the people who are not well, and to make a big kindness? No, but little children, but the kasha is, but little children, you see, that the Gemara makes a very big deal about their tefillahs. They don't know what they're doing. You ever watch children when they daven? Yeah. They shuckle. No, they're looking like this, looking like that. And they shuckle, they look back, and they don't know what they're doing. They're like us.
They do have an awareness, though, but you can't compare to people that have complete unawareness of who they are, what they are.
Say that. Confusion. I'm not so sure. Again, there are different levels of sickness, right? But let's say sometimes you can have a 30, 40-year-old person who has the awareness of a 6, 7-year-old, right?
Yeah.
So I'm asking. So with that, so we say that we get 6 and 7-year-olds that are davening. It could cancel all kinds of terrible gzeiros, right? Mm-hmm. Fantastic. So I'm asking. You have thousands of people get together who are on a second grade level. People are mentally ill, but on a second grade level. So they also have some awareness, like a second grader.
So innocent then.
So then you're saying that it should be Poel also. Okay. I'm asking, it's interesting, that's what you... Okay, what else? What were you saying?
I think yes.
Why?
Because they, as you said to the Rabbi, they have the pure, they have no other thought that we, like a morning, unfortunately, I can see other things.
So what's the chachma? He has no other thought.
As it's more clear, there is no sin as
you said. So why don't we get together all the horses?
Tomorrow.
The horses that are theirs?
No.
We could also do that. We'll make a bigger sefer. Come on, those trailers, right? Okay. We'll get them all together. They come sometimes to the garden when there's a circus. And we'll make a big kinus over there. We'll make a thing. Leil tefila. And get all the horses and they'll give shrei, some himmel. All the horses to scream out. The godless, the difference between the child and the Nabuch, the one who's not well, is the one who's not well, unless there's some miraculous discovery or something, the one who's not well, that's what he is, and that's all he'll ever be, Hashem Yirachem, unless a miracle takes place. What is it about a child that is so unbelievable? is the potential of the child. In other words, if the child could hold on to that, if the child could hold on to that, leaving this, all I ever think about when I look at my little ones, now they're ready, the older ones, and Baruch Hashem, I'm proud of all of them, but when they're little, and I sit and I look at the grandchildren, that how could we preserve the tmimus? How to preserve this so that when they grow up, they could also be without sin? What the nekudat tmimus is not that they've accomplished anything at this point, because really, what has the child accomplished? The child naturally has no interest in sinning. The child doesn't know what that's about. The child couldn't care less about it. The difference between the child and the person who's not well is that the child has his or her life ahead of him. And when the tzaddikim are telling us in the Gemara, ooh, the hevel pim of Tinoik Shabbos Rabban is so powerful, it shakes heaven and earth, it means on a deeper level that a child is in that state of Elokim Asa Asa Adam Yasha. He's in that state of how, like you said, Leith, that the Rebbe put him down from Shemayim, and he's fresh from Shemayim like that. And in that state of freshness, it's not that he hasn't sinned, because the person who's not well also hasn't sinned. And the horse hasn't sinned. But of course there's a difference. The difference is that there burns in our hearts the hope that this child will be able to somehow to continue on through adulthood with that pureness, with that yashrus of how he was created. That unbelievable potential to get, one second, together with the simcha, the simcha of the child who hasn't become cynical. The child hasn't become cynical over his failures. Even if a child stumbles at something, one of the things that you'll always see about the little children, we were just babysitting this past Shabbos, was that one of my grandchildren insisted on having a very big cup of grape juice. We only give a little bit. There's a little kid. But was very upset, so you know, a little bit more. It was already, and of course, in 10 seconds, it was boom, and it was all over everywhere. And you know that when you look at the child, Teich Kedidiba starts to scream, "Give me more grape juice! Give me more, I want my grape juice!" Hasn't even become tainted enough by the world, by the grape juice of the world that stains us, hasn't gotten tainted enough to say, "Oi, I'm really sorry, and I'll be more careful, and it was a terrible thing, I don't know how it happened." No, as it's falling, the child's ear has a tiny, "How come you're not giving me more grape juice?" Akedekach, is there a simcha of potential in a child? Always more and more and more, that even the greatest tzaddikim, when they looked at the child, they couldn't measure up to that potential. Even though we all have the potential to change, as long as one is alive, one can change. But the child doesn't have to even revert back to something. He's in that place. He has to continue in that way. He has to continue.
What we learn from that child, we need to go on.
Yeah, but
it's not the child anymore. It's what it,
no, it is the child. Represents. The tefillah is not. That's but the child is not just a representative. Represents, but the child is
the reminder. Actually,
the child is that, but the child is a chayfetz, an object of infinite potential that hasn't been stunted or hurt by cynicism, by anger, by depression. The child is that, and the words that come out of that mouth is the hevel pihem of Tinoikos Shabbos Rabban is without sin. You know what the Baal Shem HaKodesh said about chait? Chait really means when something misses its mark. Lachti et amatera, like they say in Hebrew. When you shoot an arrow and it misses, it's lachti. Chet means when something is not the way it's supposed to be. And a child doesn't have that inyan of something not being the way it's supposed to be. A child doesn't have that inyan. And when something comes out from God's world the way that it's supposed to, it has tremendous power. And it's the song not only of the children, but of all creation that hasn't been damaged. A human being is the only part in creation that becomes depressed. Animals are not depressed. Plants are not depressed. Even though we spoke of this once, that people think that, animals get depressed. Those are the ones that are part of the Mishogarim. They get together in Madison Square Garden. That animals get depressed. So a human being, because he has such potential, and because he's sensitive to his failures, a human being can become depressed. He has very strong natiyas to becoming depressed. And because of that, he worries about dying. He worries about all different things. And he loses that simcha. And he forgets his name. He forgets who he is. A child doesn't forget. Children b'chlal have much better memories than adults in general. Children have better memories than adults. An adult has been through years of sadness and depression. Especially an older person can sometimes become very, very depressed because of it. And the loss of memory, with, of course, all the medical situations, we know that there is problems medically, but the loss of memory is connected to aging, because aging itself, as a person draws closer to death, the process of aging is that which depresses and worries a person and causes a person sadness. Older people are very often lonely and depressed and sad. And the loss of memory is very much connected to that sadness and depression. Till ad kedei kach that a person can't remember his own name, Hashem Yirachem. There's such a thing in the world. And what Nachman is saying is that you see that when it comes to means that I'm able to at the same time rejoice in the most basic reality of my life, which is I'm Jewish. And that fills me with unbelievable simcha. Why? Because if I'm a Jew, then I have infinite potential. A guy doesn't have that. If I'm a Jew, you could convert. But if I'm a Jew, I have infinite potential. And as long as a person knows that, then in a certain way, he could become a child again. And he could demand more of himself. And therefore, the fact that he's far from Hashem doesn't make him broken and depressed. It makes him more determined. Like the little kid that says, I want more grape juice. I messed this up. I knocked it over. I want more. That is something that we learn from children. But a person could be misameach himself, shloya soul guy, that I'm not a guy, that I'm a Jew. Obviously, if a person doesn't know what it means to be a Jew, then what if he thinks that being a Jew means something other than what it really is, so then what simcha does he have? Nowadays, people, even Orthodox people, they don't see what the big difference is between a Jew. A lot of people don't see that there's such a big difference. But if a person understands what a Jew is, so then that itself, k'may shehu, is the biggest source of simcha. Because as long as I'm a Jew, I get the tshuva. It means the essence of who I am is holy and pure. It's not an excuse for me not to change. I'm motivated to grow. I want to grow. Atzvus, sadness, and marish chayra. Means death, and death is the end of growing. La hamesim yahaluka v'lo kol yadei duma. A mace doesn't have any potential. That's what Rav Nachman is saying, is that a mace is ba'atzus amar shchar. That person is the world after this world is not a time of a person working on himself. Whatever that is, this is a world of changing. Until the last breath. a person can change. And therefore the tzaddikim, till the last breath, the tzaddikim were like children. They were as happy and as alive and as fresh and as excited as children. And that's where Ibn Achmed said that he can't stand old people. He never was talking about, God forbid, old in age. He never lived to be old. And he said he can't stand old people. He meant, and he said not old chassidim, not, he doesn't want, old didn't mean in years. It meant people. Old meant to Rabbi Nachman that a person today is, what am I going to do? I was like that yesterday, so I'm going to be like that today. What can I do? I mean, he's dead. A dead person has no potential. So if I was a Rosh yesterday, I'll be a Rosh today. If I did this very yesterday, I did this very today. Well, I have like so many, this happens, I've spoken this many times over the years, and just the other day I had a conversation with somebody that, who was having a lot of problems because he was trying to make certain changes in his Yiddishkeit and in the home, and he was trying to do it in a very beseichelik way. It wasn't like some kind of crazy thing suddenly. He was trying to take over years to improve things in the home. And his wife keeps on telling him that this is not how you were when we got married. In other words, and I'm not talking about growing a beard or putting on like a, putting on a big palace cotton or something. But just, in Avodas Hashem, and not to have television and to do, and how to spend their time in a pure way and so on, not to do things they should. So she keeps on saying, and we're talking about somebody who's over 40 years old. So his wife keeps on saying, that's not what we said we're going to be when we got married. We decided, when we were married, and I married you as a modern Orthodox person. I'm sorry to use those titles because they're never really fair, because it can mean so many different things. But that's how we got married. We got married as modern Orthodox. She thinks like saying we got married, we were Episcopalians. When we got married, we were turtles. What does that mean? You can't change. We got married, so he could. And I always say he answered back. When we got married. I only had $450 to my name. So would you like me to give away all of our money? Because I that's all we had when we got married. With everything else in her life, she's trying to improve. She's trying to improve her home. She's trying to improve her status in the community, whatever else that in all those areas she believes in progress. But when it comes to Avodas Hashem, she says, I don't understand. When we were married, you never ever said that you would want to, that we wouldn't be able to go to the movies together. You never said such a thing. So how could, and it's, we're talking about a 40-year-old, more than 40-year-old person talking that way. That's already the world of dying. Because only a dead person says, I guess this is the end of the story. I'm not going anywhere from here. In other words, I was dead yesterday and I'm dead today. Until Tchias HaMeisim, right? That's it. In Pnimis, even a dead person has potential, right? But I'm not going. So this lady says, we went to the movies when we were married. So we're going to the movie. So how could you come along and say such a thing? How could you change things? It's not the person I married. It's a very, very painful thing when you're married to a person who doesn't have a musig of changing and growing, except when it comes to money and other things. When it comes to the etzem of who a person is. A child is, every day is like a different sugya. Every day is a different sugya. That's what we love about children. We love that about children. We always are excited and happy to be among children because of that sense of change, of growing, and what's from one day to the next. What is it? That's before Yaakov Avinu left the world. So he said, "Amalach Hagoyel Lisi Mikol Ro Yivarech Hasan Na'orim V'Yikar Behem Shmi V'Shem Avoyisai." Yivarech Hasan Na'orim. The bracha that he gave was that we should be children, and that's the meaning of Yikar Behem Shmi, my name, V'Shem Avoyisai, the name of my ancestors, and that's the meaning of Eilish Shmoyz Bnei Yisrael. Yikar Behem Shmi V'Shem Avoyisai Eilish Shmoyz Bnei Yisrael. Hamalach Hagoyel Lisi Mikol Yivarech Hasan Na'orim. We say that with the children, when they go to sleep, and we ourselves, when it's time to go to sleep, because sleep is a bechina of misa. And a person goes to sleep, and hopefully they get new kaiches, and the next day is a totally new day, and they start again, they could begin again. So before you leave this world, when you go to sleep, you say, Amala ha-goyal yisimi karo yivarach, esan na'arim, v'yikar behem shmi v'shem ha-vaisa. That I should remember my name. V'shem ha-vaisa, yivarach esan na'arim, the word na'ar, which means a child, a young person, is the word lehisna er hisnaari me'ofer kumi, to wake up, to change. Livshi bigdei sif'artech ami. That's what it means. And therefore, even a person right now is far from Hashem, afal pichin yesh l'smach ma'ayich l'asol goy. It's a gewaldige simcha. That I'm not a goy, that I'm a Jew. Uchvam avur, shalom yoni ma'isiv, asher enim kiroi negdi yisbarach. What about the things that he's talking about that are not right? Again, you can't just ignore that. You can't say everything is great. I'm a Jew, so I do all these averus, chas v'shalom, and I want to continue like that. So, as far as that's concerned, on page Mem Aleph, al zet zvichin liyached shor b'yayim, of course, like the Reb Nachman says, and the Baal Tanya says, and all of the tzaddikim, that a person has to set aside time in the day, whatever, in the day or the week, to put aside time. Liyached shor b'yayim, an hour means some time, a piece of time. His boy day, to go his boy to by himself. Ul shar beliboy lefanig yisbarach, and to break his heart before Hashem. Kamuv makom acher. This Reb Nachum talks about a lot, and all the tzaddikim spoke a lot about. V'gam oisa hashor. Also shi'ile asus rak lev nishba. And even during that time, not sad, not depressed, not to give up hope. To be brokenhearted. And the sign is that when the time ends, and you make a time for it, it doesn't have an open thing. You make a time, whatever it is, 20 minutes. 20 minutes, Thursday night, whatever. You make a time. And after that, like the Tanya says, Shakal Hayom, the rest of the day, Yiyeh Rak B'Zimcha. Forget the Tanya says that after a person makes the Cheshbon and Nefesh, and his heart is broken, he feels a tremendous Simcha. That he was able to be honest and to relieve himself of that sheker, of that lie that he was living with, of that distortion. The person feels a simcha. Shara kol hayom rak b'simcha. A person that doesn't take any time for his baidus doesn't know what that is. There's no cheshbon nefesh to know his baidus. Gam aida simcha chelul lahachis adamacher, and not only that, there's a fringe benefit to simcha. One of the fringe benefits of simcha is that not only do you bring yourself back to life, which is the opposite of misa, which is the opposite of being asleep, what we're talking about in depression. Not only do you bring yourself, but you also chelul lahachis adamacher. You also mechaya another person. You mechaya other people, like we're learning about. Mr. Shabbos, I'll never talk a lot about this. Then. You mechay other people. Yechayin lahachyas adamachya. It's a small thing to bring other people back to life. Lahachyas adamachya. You don't have to be some brilliant person that has all kinds of fancy things that you can tell somebody for chizik. No, a person thinks that, how am I going to mechazik somebody? You're nervous to go lo alein into a house of shiva. How am I going to be, I don't know what to say, I'm not... good with words, and how am I going to say that? I don't know. Or to go to visit someone that's sick, what am I going to say? Nowadays, everybody has a cheskes chayla. Everybody's sick. And a person who's besimcha, you don't have to have anything fancy to say. You don't have to pull out some witty saying or some maim chazal or some, vart from the kotzke or something. You go, when you yourself are besimcha, yichon lahach yisad ha'machir. There are people who are besimcha, when you're with them, you feel good. You just feel better when you're with them. You don't have to say anything. You just feel when you're with them. Ah, it's a good feeling when you're with them. You have people that are like that. There was this guy we had, we lived in Farakway, he was this painter. I don't know what happened to him. He used to, he was a black fella. He used to go around in this broken down car. Yeah, I'm talking about, I don't know what happened to him. This guy was like, so he charged like 1/10 of the other people. I don't even know how he just, I don't even know how he made money like this. And I used to love talking to him. He was like the happiest person. Everything with him was besimcha. It's not a simcha that comes from like a deep place, but it was just a simple, very sweet way that he had about him, with laughing and saying positive things and complimenting the children, complimenting. You're with that person when you're with a person who's happy. When you're with a person who's happy, it's mechayu. It doesn't have to be. He didn't say any words of wisdom. He was just always happy. Walked in always with a big smile. It was always someone. He was working. He was always singing something. Or happy, just like a happy guy. It's a mechayu to be with him. Mamash mechayu to be with him. I remember he was once telling me. He's telling me that he had 8 children. He told me he had 8 children, and he said that only 3 of them went to jail. He was telling me how proud he was of his children. He said, and even the ones that went, they're good boys. You know, they're good boys. They just like fell into bad stuff. And then he just like was happy. I don't know. He was like a happy person. And there's mechaya to be with a person like that. Aydeh simcha yichon l'hachis odem acha. With simcha, a person can mamish be mechaya another person. Ki yeish b'nei odem sheyeish l'm yisurim g'doyna b'nei roim rachman l'slam. There are many people who have terrible, terrible suffering. Rachman l'slam, Hashem should spare us. V'i'ev sholahem l'saper ma'ashe b'libam. And they can't even talk about what's in their hearts. They can't even talk about what's in their hearts. They're not going to start to talk to other people what's in their hearts. There are so many people, Rav Nachman says, that they're filled with terrible suffering. The EF Shalom L'Sapim Ashabalim. And they can't give over. They can't talk to anybody. At least now there's such a thing, a person can pay somebody who's going to listen to you. But most of the people in the world, they are walking around. And they would like to. It would make them feel better if they could tell somebody. Who's going to listen? And who could they share this with? If they start talking about all the yisurim, the people will disappear. These people go around their whole lives filled with misery, suffering, and worries. And when a person shows up in this person's life with a smiling face, with a happy face, he could be mechai of these people, mamish, without a word. Give them a chai, you can mamish, give them back their lives. Yochel ha-hachyos is a mamish, even though the person doesn't start talking and saying everything, but yochel ha-hachyos is a mamish. Ola ha-hachyos odom, Rav Nachman says, and to give a person's life back to him? Ein adover reik. You think it's a small thing? It's not a small thing. Ein adover reik. It's not a kleinigkeit to a mechai a person. It's not a small thing. Ola ha-hachyos odom, ein adover reik. Like I told you many times over the Kotzka said that the Baruch Shalom knows that if I wanted to I could bring the dead back to life, but I'd much rather bring the living back to life. And it's much harder to bring the living back to life. Pnimius. We're living now, the times that we're living in, it's like a big Beis HaKvaros. People have so much sadness, so many things, they're so worried about so many things. I see sometimes and I go, it gets me so sad when I see, like, at 6 o'clock in the morning, I see chaverim with the things under the table, with the machines under the table. So maybe I'm hoping they're looking at some jokes, because now I know they have jokes on there too. So I try to think to myself, maybe there's something funny. But I said, what's he doing 6 o'clock in the morning already with that thing? So it's news from the Kaisel, maybe. I don't know what's... Huh?
Looking at the clock.
The clock? Oh. It takes so long to see the time. What about your watch? But they're looking like ready, starting to look there at 6 o'clock in the morning. What do you have to start with that? People have things that there never was such a time where people had to... Where people had to be worried about things. You get up in the morning, you start your day, you open up a safe, and you learn, and you have no other things in your mind, just to learn. You don't have to have other things with the machine and to start looking to see who called you during the night, who emailed you during the night, that the President of the United States or something. If the 6 o'clock in the morning, you're already looking to see what's someone's buzzing and beeping. You already hear people. And you see people that they're ready in the morning. They're ready. They're running out because the thing's going ding-a-ling-a-ling, which I hope is not an emergency, God forbid. Obviously, there's an... Who's calling you, Ben Shlomo? What's going on in the world? It's like people crazy. It's a big base Meshugayim we're living in. And people are very, very angry. People are angry and people are more depressed than they ever were. Because now, you know, there's something else. The Nakud is that you see, this is a big Indian. I'm only going to raise it now for a second. One of the other things that you see, that because of all this stuff of the emails and the internet, is it used to be that, let's say, a person had a mishagas. Lamash, a person likes guns. It's not a Yiddish geshef, do you understand? But you have somebody that is a mishagas. He likes guns. Okay, how many people do you think you're going to find in shul that have that in you? So in the old days, a person had a mishagas. He had a mishagas. Maybe he would meet somebody every 10 years. Oh, you're also mishagas? And they would talk about the mishagas. Nowadays, no problem. If you like guns, you go home at night, you shut the door, and you put Google guns. And then ding, 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 ding. All of a sudden you have 420,000 people that love guns. And there you are. There's like an Olam Haba. And you start calling people. And then all different things you want to see about guns. Used to be a person that was crazy. You had to go to the library and go behind the rack somewhere and look. That no one should see. So everybody's getting crazy with Eitan Yonan. It used to be you had an Indian. You didn't get all worked up over it. You didn't get all worked up because, you know, there were other Inyanim. You had your Inyan, but you met a million people all the time that had the... Now, if you have an Inyan, you could spend the rest of your life online with people that have the same Inyan. You know what that means? You know how dangerous that is? So people are getting overwhelmed by their Inyanim. You never had that before. Even if you had an Inyan of some sort, it would become diffused during the day because you met all different kinds of people that had different things, and you read different books that had all different. But now, if you have an Indian that's bothering you, let's say you're upset about how people treat birds. Yeah, you have this thing, it bothers you. For every mishigas, there's a mishigana. So you're upset about how people treat birds. So in the past, if you said it to somebody, I'm sure they'd say, I could think of bigger tsaras than birds. And, okay, I agree, it's not nice. People should be nice to birds. And that would be the end of the whole discussion, right? You try one other person 3 weeks later from the other side of the shul. What do you think about happening to birds? He says, what's happening to birds? Okay, yes, they should be well, I don't know. But now this guy, that's not how it works anymore. Now the guy goes home and he presses in birds. And he connects them with thousands of people that are upset about that. And then they talk to each other. And then they get really upset. And they make magazines, and they make parades and movements and all kinds of stuff about birds that are being mistreated. And they get all cooked in their inyan, you understand? Everybody's getting all cooked up in their inyanim. People are crazy with their inyanim. You never had such a thing. People live like this. Everybody has things, but...
it gets like, you know, over 120 years, it spreads out. So you don't end up getting crazy. But if you're, like you have, it's so scary, you have the kids, they hear, when it happened in that school, what was the name of the kids, those two boys were shooting everybody?
Columbine.
Then you know when they put, the second that gets onto the news, you know that they're going to be, all these kids all around the world, that are not 100% well, but if it would be in the old days, they wouldn't have ever heard of such a thing. And it happened to mice in some shtetl, and it would be, no one would be finished. And then all these people that have a nekuda of something unhealthy, something epis, but now they could all watch this 1,000 times. Everybody had people have an Indian, a taiva for something that's disgusting, that's ugly, an Indian of pornography. He had, a person has an Indian like that, but okay. Not anymore. If he has an Indian like that, he goes to the computer and he puts in and he goes 24 hours. He could be toveling in the cesspool. He never had such a thing. You know, person, a few years ago, he would go out to a movie and then he was embarrassed to go to him. But now he can go 24 hours in that Indian of his tumor. It takes away the whole simchas achayim. People are not happy anymore because they're getting all concentrated in their inyanim, and they can't climb out of it. They just get more and more of the emails and the internets and the email. You have people, blogging, they're spending their lives putting things online about things and writing, talking about it more and more and more. It used to be there was an article in the newspaper. If you're one of these people that writes a letter to the editor, how many people write letters to that? So you're one of those people, you write a letter to the editor. So, well, as a personal thing, writes letters to editors. But most people, they just look at the article and say, oh, and they get upset about it. And then the next day, it's a different newspaper. Not now. Now they have, like, they blog. They could go like that for weeks about an Indian. Getting all angry at the president, angry at this, angry at that, angry. Because they're getting, they're cooking and they're sitting and they're simmering and they're in yon. And there's no simchas achayim. It's a big beis hakvaris. All these machines. It makes a big beis hakvaris. Just to finish the sentence. So to be a mechaya person, much bigger than being a mechaya person. Everybody sorts of brach in these days. To be a mechaya person, to be the biggest mitzvah to grab the thing out of the person's hand, those blackberries, and throw them into the ocean. You can really be a mechaya somebody. That these two people that they were like clowns, that they were mesamech people, that were zoichef, elyanovi, for all kinds of giluyim, because they were pashut the yidden, but they were always mechaya people with simcha. That's what's a mechaya person. Okay, that'll continue.